Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Blow the trumpet, please.
No.
Okay, I'm going to start the video. Mm-hmm. It does a countdown. And then I'm online, and I'll put the study up, and we're ready to go. There you go. Shabbat Shalom. We are one in Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabe Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And today's God's holy day, the Sabbath. And we honor him by keeping his word. There's my website. There's my phone number. There's my email. And there's where we're at today, 101 Forest Crossing Boulevard, Franklin, Tennessee, 37064, 105A. And let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, Creator of everything, we come before your holy throne right now. I ask you to cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot. We feel like we're doing it right, but you never know. May you heal Teresa, heal my wife and me, touch everyone in Yeshua's name, bind every devil away from us. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for eternal life. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen. Today is August 16th, 2025. And August comes from, of course, Augustus Caesar. That's ridiculous. You know, it's funny. It used to be the sixth month. Now it's the eighth month, which is really weird. Anyway, he named it after himself. But we saw in God's calendar, we're now in the fifth month of God, which has no scriptural name, day 21. And we don't follow Judaism because they call it Av, which is not in the Bible. Every week we read from the Word of God, which is the Torah, the Prophets, and the Writings. That's Tanakh. T stands for Torah. N is for Nevi'im, which is the Prophets. And K is for Kutuvim, the Writings. Mm-hmm. At this point, there was no Gospels and letters. That's right. So, today's a very short study today. I'm doing one on envy, foolish, jealousy, and anger. Yeah. EFJA. I'll start off with some foolish scriptures. The foolish, God says, the foolish shall not stand in his sight. Amen. God hates all the workers of iniquity. And that's like everybody, whether it's your friends, your relatives, your aunts, your uncles, your grandchildren, your whoever you got. He hates all the workers of iniquity. Proverbs 9 says, forsake the foolish. We do, and live. And we go on the way of understanding. Amen. We definitely do. Do you? Amen. Proverbs 10 says, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother, and I guess of his father also, really. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Isn't that terrible? Proverbs 12 says, a prudent man conceals knowledge. Amen. Prudent man does. But the heart of the fools proclaims foolishness. Amen. They do. I told somebody yesterday we keep the Sabbath, the fourth commandment. And they said, "Well, we go on Sunday. We go two times." That doesn't mean anything to God. Proverbs 14 says, "Every wise woman builds her house, But the foolish, which is a fool, plucks it down with her hands. That's terrible. Her house is destroyed. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. So that's what drives a fool, pride. But the lips of the wise preserve them. Amen. Amen. Go from the presence of a foolish man or woman when you perceive in them the lips of knowledge. Amen. We definitely do that. We don't want to hang around with fools. He or she that's angry deals foolishly. Soon angry deals foolishly. So if you're a person that gets angry quickly, you deal foolishly. But a man of wicked devices is hated. Huh? Yeah. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the same thing, the foolishness of fools is folly. It says that so many times in the Bible. Foolishness of fools is folly. FFF. Here's Proverbs 15. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. What else can come out of a fool but foolishness, right? The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doth not so. Just think their heart is foolish too. Because whatever's in your heart comes out of your mouth eventually. The heart of him that had understanding seeks knowledge. Amen. But the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Same thing. FFF. Proverbs, his verse 20, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. That's terrible. Did you know a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him? Of course, the mother too. The foolishness of man perverts his way. That's right. And his heart frets against Jehovah. Amen. I didn't know there's that many scriptures about fools, huh? The foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. Yes. Solomon had too many wives. There is treasure to be desired in oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spends it up. That's terrible. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Wow. But the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. That's right. You got to correct your children. Did you know even the thought of foolishness is sin? Wow. And the scorner is an abomination to men. The thought of foolishness is sin. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 27 says, though you should bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. That's how wicked they are. That's right. Fools. Proverbs 29 says, a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether that he rage or laugh, there's no rest. That's right. If you have done foolishly and lifted up yourself, or if you have thought to do evil, lay your hand upon your mouth. That's right. That's the best thing to do. Here's Ecclesiastes. Better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king who no more be admonished. That's right. I mean, if somebody's telling you the truth, you should definitely listen to them, whether a child or an older person or whoever. The labor of the foolish wearies every one of them. Why? Because he knows not how to go to the city. He drives them nuts going around in circles and going different places. He doesn't know how to get to the city. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. That's right. For their calamity shall come suddenly, and who knows the ruin of them both? Right. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Wow. David says, I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
Psalm 73
said that. Psalm 73.
Say it again.
Psalm 73:3 says, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. We don't care about the prosperity of the wicked because they should soon be cut down as the grass.
And you'll remember, but then you remember their end. Say that.
What?
Then David said, but then I remember their end.
Yeah, David remembers the end of them. Yeah, that's right.
So
the end of the wicked,
envious,
yeah.
But, yeah, you should have put the rest.
Right. These people envied Moses, also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of Jehovah. That's the children of Israel. That's Psalm 106, verse 16. The children of Israel did that. They envied Moses. Proverbs 24 says, be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. Of course not. Their heart studies destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. For their heart studies destruction, their lips talk of mischief. There it is. Fret not yourself because of evil men, neither desires to be with them, neither be thou envious at the wicked. How come? For there should be no reward to the evil man. There's no reward to the wicked. The candle of the wicked shall be put out forever. And they go to hell, right? Ecclesiastes 4, verse 1 says, so I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. Wow. Wherefore I praise the dead, which were already dead, more than the living, which are yet alive. Wow. Yea, better is he than both they, which had not yet been, who had not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. We see that on the way driving here to the Sabbath. We see everybody breaking the Sabbath, working on the Sabbath. And again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. Wow, that's terrible. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. Here's Job. Job says, wrath kills the foolish man, and envy slays the silly one. That's right. That's right. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. Their reward is the abomination to Jehovah, but his secret is with the righteous. Amen. Proverbs 14:30 says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Don't be envious or jealous. Envy and jealous are kin, you know, they go together. Proverbs 23:17 says, let not your heart envy sinners, but be you in the fear of Jehovah all the day long. Amen. Fear God all day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 27:4 says, wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, But who is able to stand before envy? No one, probably. Ecclesiastes 9 says, also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Right. Once you die, it's it. That's it. That's it on this side. Here's a little definition of envy. Kanat. Envy. To be envy, to be jealous, to be envious, to be zealously jealous. Yeah, to be, that's what it means, to be envious. Jealous, jealous anger, to provoke jealousy, anger, cause jealousy. That's why I was telling you, jealousy and envy are akin. They go together. Here's another one. Kana'ah, jealousy. Jealousy, disposition of husbands and wives. And you can read the rest of that.
Envy and jealousy go hand in hand.
Yeah, they go hand in hand, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every man, yeah, jealousy. Wrath of God is upon them. Here's what it means, envy and indignation, yeah. Here's anger, enough to be angry, to be displeased. Some people are angry for no cause. Huh? Yeah, it's an emotion. I know the fool had said in his heart there's no God, right?
That'd be another thing you said, your foolish heart.
What?
Just another thing you're foolish about.
Yeah. He that is soon angry deals foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. It's better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Mm-hmm. Solomon.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Why? Because you'll learn their ways and get a snare to your soul. Proverbs 25 says, the north wind drives away rain, so doth an angry countenance and backbiting tongue.
So when somebody's backbiting, give them a bad.
Yeah, just get them. If they're backbiting, correct them, reprove them. Proverbs 29:22 says, an angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. Wow. They abound in transgression. That's terrible. So we need to get forgiveness from these things. Yeshua says, after this manner, therefore, pray, our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be your name, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We pray that all the time. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Amen. That means if you forgive them, you're supposed to talk to them and fellowship with them again. Right. And don't let us go into temptation. Amen. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen, Father. Amen. I know one thing. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Right. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. That's right. And forgiving someone, just don't go. You just can't go, I forgive you. You have to make sure you fellowship with them and talk to them and you know, be with them once in a while. Here's Luke 11. Came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And Yeshua said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, amen, which is in heaven, hallelujah. Hallowed, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done as in heaven, so on earth. Amen. We pray it would. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins. That's what your debts are, your sins. For you also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And of course, again, lead us not into temptation. Don't let us go into temptations. But deliver us from evil. Amen. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the might. Amen. 1 John 1 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. We don't sin presumptuously, that is. Paul tells the Ephesians, be kind one to another, tender-hearted. Tender-hearted, this don't, that means you're going to talk to them and be fellowship with them, forgiving one another, even as God for Messiah's sake had forgiven you. That's right. Here's a scripture people forgot. Hebrews chapter 13, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. People that left us, they don't communicate with us anymore. For such sacrifices, God is well pleased. That's a sacrifice to God. It's well, God's well pleased in that. Paul tells Timothy, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. You got to be willing to communicate. Amen. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Amen. We want to lay hold on eternal life. Amen. It's a short study today, I told you. In closing today, closing for now, make peace with your brothers and sisters. Communicate with them as God, or God will not forgive you. That's right. If you don't communicate with them, they don't even know you. You can't just go, I forgave you. You have to talk to them. Anyway, that's a short study for today. Even though it's short, I know I read more scriptures than most churches tomorrow will read. But I thank you for joining us today. May God be with you. May God heal you and strengthen you, and may God always be in your presence. And may God always help us in our lives in Yeshua's name. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. If anyone would like to say anything, you're more than welcome to come on up. And if not, that's fine too. Yeah.
Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Yeah, I think that envy and jealousy are really an ugly, ugly trait, you know. And it's really sad because it's really the root of a lot of things, you know, in this world. But anyway, a very good study, and it's short but very potent. So anyway, Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Yeah, envy and jealousy also remind me so close to being, you know, full of hatred for someone, because that is just an awful trait to have, you know, horrible, really, you know, being envious of a person. I just think that's horrible. It's like wishing somebody horrible things. You're so envious of it. That's, to me, you know, like a lot of hatred is in your soul, you know. But thank you for the study. I put on there a reminder, because on the very bottom you said a reminder, and here are some things that are forgotten pertaining to our God, you know. So you didn't read that part. But you know what I wanted to ask you is in Proverbs 22. Proverbs 27, yeah, 27, 22. If you could explain this to me a little more thorough, because when you read it, and I didn't really understand that. Though thou should bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. If you could explain that to me, I would appreciate it. Thank you for the study.
Explain that to her.
That's easy. But let Jerome talk first. Go ahead, Jerome.
Oh, okay, Shabbat Shalom. I told you guys you're coming online to place Teresa better. Anyway, thank you for the study once again, and also thank you, Shabbat, for the time that he has given us to meet again to listen and also to pay attention, to learn, and to remember that we keep his commandment as always. So, my contribution is a lot of times, instead of being envy or jealous of one progression, I think it's better for one to learn the habit of emulation. Like you see a righteous man,